Paramania Radio. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm Alan Cox, your host. This is Musical Memories. It's the 20th of August 1981, and the Pointer Sisters were at number 5 in the USA with Slow Hand, and Duran Duran at the same spot over in the UK with Girls on Film.
Want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works? Then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Well, tomorrow's a very important day for everybody involved with Shakespeare tonight, because we're all on the motorway up to Scotland, to Edinburgh, for the week of Shakespeare Tonight at the Paradise Green Theatre, 11 a.m. every morning, Monday to next Saturday. If you're in the area, come and see it. It's a brilliant show. So I'm going up with Anne in our car, and I believe everybody else is meeting with Paul Wilson and David Parry, and they're coming up in a minibus, so they've got a long journey. I think I'll start in about 9 a.m. And if they're lucky, they might get there by about 6 o'clock. If they're lucky. Anyway, welcome to the show. Always enjoy Friday nights. I've just got to mention last night, Thursday, with Jenny Stewart and Dave Erickson, both co-owners of Paramania Radio, both my guests. Really good. Well, personal friends anyway, but it's fantastic to have them on again. Always, always good. So, now at number four. Now, I haven't heard of Ronnie Millsap, and there's ain't no getting away from me, but apparently he got to number four in the US charts. Japanese? Well, Anika is, because after that Japanese boy. Was number four in the UK chart. That's the 20th of August 1981, and that was number 4 over here in the UK. Now, what was going on over here in Britain, in England, in August 1981? Okay, here's a rundown. 1st of August, Kevin Lynch became the 7th IRA hunger striker to die. And then within 24 hours, Kevin Lynch's death, there was Kieran Doherty, and he became the 8th IRA hunger strike to die. And then on the 8th of August, another IRA hunger striker, the 9th, and it's the 3rd in a week, with the death of Thomas McElwee. And then on the 9th of August, Broadmoor Hospital, for people who don't know, that's a criminal mental institution, prison, were under heavy criticism after the escape of a second prisoner in 3 weeks. The latest absconder is a 32-year-old Alan Reeve, a convicted double murderer. Great. And on the 17th of August, an inquiry opens in the Moss Side riots. Now, for anybody who doesn't know about Moss Side, it's an area in Manchester. And foolishly, in my younger days, selling to pubs and clubs, I went into Moss Side and I come out alive. I must have had somebody with me even then. It's got one of the worst reputations in England, Moss Side. On the 20th of August, the 10th IRA hunger striker, Michael Devine, dies in prison. Inflation has fallen to 10.9%. I think currently we're at about 0.25, I think, of a percent. And that was the lowest under the government at the time. And Mark David Chapman is sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for killing John Lennon. And Britain's largest enterprise zone is launched on Tyneside. And I used to actually have one of these. The General Motors launched the MK2 Vauxhall Cavalier hatchback front-wheel drive. And Moira Stewart was 29 then, and she was appointed BBC's first black news reader. Wow, all that went on in August 1981. And what actually went on, this is the mystery year, okay? So see if you know. If you know what year it was for I'm Your Man, Wham! Come on, I bet you're singing on to this, aren't you?
Right.
It's hard to keep still, isn't it? Well, that's on. Well, shall I tell you what year it was? Oh, go on then. All right. Yeah, it was 1985, 24th of November. Wham got to number one with I'm Your Man. Now, I know I normally just give what's gone on in the month, right? Well, being a bit naughty, going into September, because the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp was set up. And on the 1st of September, filling stations over in the UK started to sell motor fuel by the litre. Biggest con out. Today, I paid £1.7.7. So, in other words, 107.7 a litre. Doesn't sound a lot, does it? Converts to £4.83 a gallon. Yeah, I still convert it. Absolutely disgraceful. Oh, yeah, and on the 8th of September, the first episode of the television sitcom Only Fools and Horses broadcast on BBC One. Absolutely brilliant. And they still put them on now, and I still laugh as much as ever, even though I've seen them goodness knows how many times. So, we're now up to number three in the USA. Now, I haven't heard of this artist before. Missed it somewhere along the line. Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts. let's have a look at the movies, shall we? My great thanks, as every week, Paul Chadwick in the chat room. Thank you, Paul, very much. This is just for you. Brilliant stuff. Thank you. And, yeah, let's have a look what was going on. There was Gallipoli, Mel Gibson, Body Heat, William Hurt, Kathleen Turner, An American Werewolf in London, David Norton, Jenny Agutter, Heavy Metal, Richard Ramanus, and John Candy. What a brilliant comedy actor. Such a shame he died so young. I wonder, probably down to his weight, wasn't it? I don't know. Such a shame. Blowout, John Travolta, Nancy Allen, and John Lithgow. Actually, there's probably more films at that time, around August time, than perhaps first thought. And, okay, so now we're down to number three in the UK. Always love the Human League, Love Action.
We'll be right back. take it, feel it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it.
If you want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works, then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Well, with what's going on in the chat room, I think I ought to start Gardener's Question Time. Every week somebody give me a question on how to grow some vegetables, and with my great guests Mama D and Debbie, I'll endeavour to answer you. How about that for a challenge? You think I'm joking, why not? Eh? There's many people out there want to know how to grow vegetables. Okay, right. A challenge for you both. Okay, so the film musical, Chariot of Fire, Vangelis. Great piece of music. Just going back to what we're talking about in the chat room about like we call them small holdings, small farm grown vegetables. Anne and I have been growing them now, I don't know, perhaps the last 4 or 5 years, something like that, and we're just harvesting some of our potatoes, and we've got carrots in there growing, and parsnips and swedes, young onions and onions, carrots, and we're going to have a go at Sprouts. So it's nothing more than rewarding than going down your garden and digging up and eating what you've grown. And one of our grandchildren, Zachary, is 6 now, and he's been helping us now for the last 3 years. And when he comes to our house, he checks on how the vegetables are doing and that. And of course, him and his mum and dad, they get their fair share of them as well. So I think it's all good stuff. And right, we're supposed to be doing music, aren't we? Well, at number two in the USA is Commodores, Lady.
Yeah.
Lady, the Commodores, number 2 in the USA, 20th of August 1981, and I see Dr. Dave has survived spending an hour with me on the radio last night. Welcome, Dave, good to see you. And now, this got to number 2 in the UK, and it's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra with Uptown Classics, and actually, it is good. isn't that absolutely incredible, the way it's all put together, all the different pieces from all different tracks. Incredible, love that. And hey, we're down to number one in the USA, 20th August 1981, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, Endless Love.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
Just before I play the last song of the evening, just to say there'll be no Sunday morning shows, Inspirational Voices with Jill, or with David Parry's Sunday Morning Spiritual, because Anne and I and David Parry and all the cast of Shakespeare Tonight are winging it up the motorway up to Scotland to Edinburgh Fringe for the week. But I'll be back on Thursday, next Thursday. Oh, why are you groaning? Yes, I will. I'm looking forward to that, but will not be here this Sunday. So I'll leave you with number one, Shaking Stevens, Green Door. I haven't got a Green Door, so I don't know what's behind the Green Door, but he does. Bye for now.